everyone, and welcome to this week's Persuasion, Influence, Motivation, Negotiation, whatever you want to call it. My name is Kurt Mortensen. Today is Wednesday, July 22nd, 2009, obviously. And for those of you who are new to the call and listen to the replay, we're going to spend the first part of the call just talking about, you know, a simple persuasion tool you can implement this week, what to do, why it works. And then, of course, I'll open it up for any questions that you have. And a lot of you listening can send me those questions or send those ahead of time during the week. And what I want to do is kind of do a four-part call. We talk about persuasion, motivation, and influence. One thing that comes up time and time again is change. How do you change yourself? How do you change? And that's a critical thing to understand is when you're changing someone's opinion, you're changing their thoughts, when you're changing their behavior, whether it be yourself or someone else, that's influence, that's persuasion. And so we really need to understand how that works. It was Lou Holtz that said, you can't fix a flat tire by changing the driver. What that means is a lot of times we try to alter people's behavior, we try to persuade people in the wrong way without looking at the major factor, what's really happening there. And I'm not talking about alteration, because there's a big difference in what I call long-term, lasting, permanent change and alteration. Alteration tends to be a temporary thing, and here's the difference. A change is, again, permanent. Alteration is temporary. Here's the example. I have a member of the family, doesn't matter who, that when he is home, he eats very well, the carrots, the broccoli, eats the dinner, but as soon as someone's not around or he leaves the house, then it's time for the Big Macs and the Whoppers and the different things. So when other people aren't watching, the change is not permanent. That's an alteration. You just kind of alter yourself when other people are watching. And we know with human nature that we are creatures of habit. We'll follow the path of least resistance or wait until everything's perfect. So what I'm going to do over the next 4 weeks is talk about four critical things that need to be in place to change you, to change your habits, to change other people's habits, to change people's ideas and thoughts about your product or service. It's universal. That's the great thing about teaching this. You can use it with yourself. Because if you're wondering what's taken so long to become financially independent, to lose weight, to have better relationships, whatever it is, same formula. Or if you need to help change other people's, get them out of that path of least resistance or that comfort zone, that is the big difference. And remember, these calls are recorded, and that they're posted on persuasioniq.com/Kurt, K-U-R-T, call, C-A-L-L, Kurt Call. Just Kurt Call, slash Kurt Call, if you want to get the last couple of weeks, you're welcome to get those. And eventually we're going to send out a database and send you out reminders on how to access those calls. So let's get into that. Let's talk about change. The four keys to lasting permanent change. Because anybody can change for a couple weeks, a couple months, maybe. Can you change for a couple years? So as great persuaders and great influencers, your job is you're changing people. Maybe you change which product they use, or change their mind about what they should do with their foreclosure, they're changing their mind at what they really think about network marketing. Whatever it is, your goal is to become a master of change, not only with yourself, but with other people. Again, what I'm teaching you works for both, and there's four critical keys. So over the next 4 weeks, I'm going to talk about all four of those. And, of course, if any questions, break in. The first one is one reason people don't change. They might like the idea. They might want to do it. They just don't have the proper motivation. That's the big one right there. So that's number one we'll be focusing on this week, is understanding human motivation. And I've spent years and years studying this, the psychology of motivation, why we do what we do, why we don't do what we do, and it's been mind-boggling. You can go to, let's say, a success seminar, and there's a lot of energy in the room, and people are going to change, and I mean, you can light a match with the energy in the room, and people are going to change. They're committed to change, and you exchange emails with a few people to follow up, see how they're doing, and 2 weeks later, nothing's happened. They wanted it so bad, and this is true in your life and everyone else around you. People want it so bad, but nothing ever happens. You can go to a man on the street and say, excuse me, would you like to lose weight? Probably say yes. Or, man, would you like to be financially independent? Would you like to have better relationships? Would you like to spend more time at home? Would you like to have more health and energy? Everyone's going to say yes, and then you say, well, what are you doing about it? And that's when you get the blank stare. So it's not a matter of wanting or wishing or hoping. Everyone does that. They just can't turn turn that into action. That's why people don't change. They don't know how to motivate themselves. They don't know how to motivate other people. And I have cracked the code, and you'll probably, if you're not driving, take some good notes or visualize this or review this. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. I'm going to give you pure content here to really understand, finally, how do you motivate yourself? How do you motivate other people? It's the same formula. How do you stay motivated every waking hour? Because if you look at the word motivation, it comes from the word motive, and you have to understand, okay, what is our motive? But let's put that on the shelf for a second, because there's different camps out there. There's the one camp that says, you got to motivate, you got to motivate, and the other camp says, well, motivation's useless because it's only temporary. Then the other camp will say, well, neither is a shower, but it's good to take one every once in a while. Okay, they're both, yes, they both have some truth to them, but you have to have the ability to motivate yourself. If you're waiting for someone else to motivate you, you are going to have a long wait for success or whatever you're trying to accomplish. That is key. So the number one thing with long-term, lasting, permanent change is understanding motivation. And let's get into this, and if you are near pencil and paper, I'm going to map it out for you. If not, try to visualize this. What it comes down to is there's fundamentally, if I can say it right, fundamentally two motivators in life. There is inspiration and there is desperation. I could have said pleasure or pain. I could have said reward, punishment. Those are the two motivators, inspiration and desperation. The sad note is most people are motivated by desperation. They're motivated by fear. Most of you don't go to a dentist out of inspiration. So the message is partly that it's better to use desperation as a motivator than not be motivated at all. Desperation tends to be very temporary. Inspiration tends to be a little more long-term. So when I map this out, this is going to be important when you talk to somebody on the phone or a group of people, or if you're doing sales copy on the internet, on how this is going to work out. There's four different types of motivators as we kind of segment this a little bit. But realize that with desperation, between inspiration and desperation, so if you drew a vertical line and put desperation on the left and inspiration on the right. So on the left is desperation and on the right is inspiration. And right in the middle of those two is a little area called your comfort zone. So warm and it's so comfy. And the sad thing about human behavior is that people would rather endure the known pain than test unknown pain. What that means is that people would rather complain about the job they hate because they know how much pain that causes versus leaving their job and the unknown pain of being an entrepreneur, the unknown pain of doing real estate investing. They're not willing to do that. That's human nature many times when the motivation's not in the right spot. A lot of people get stuck in what I call the desperation cycle. This can be with their finances or whatever it is. Let's do weight. I mean, everybody knows someone that's been on a diet before, maybe in yourself. I've been on a diet. So what happens is you're in your comfort zone eating your Twinkies or, well, for me, it's Ben and Jerry's ice cream, but whatever it is. And let's say you have a high school reunion coming up, and for the last 10, 20 years, whatever it is, you've been eating things maybe you probably shouldn't have, and you're a little bigger than you want to be, and then you hit that desperation, that panic, that fear, to where you work on yourself just enough so your best suit fits or your favorite dress fits, whatever it is. But after you've been to that high school reunion or family reunion or whatever it is, you get back into that same pattern. And you just kind of keep doing that. Every time something comes up, you lose weight. And whether it be your finances or your bills or your relationships, we see it time and time again. So let's map this out. So I had you draw a horizontal line. Desperation's on the left, inspiration is on the right. Now draw a vertical line right down the middle of that, and on top right, internal, and on the bottom right, external. So internal on top, external at the bottom. All right. So there's four areas. I'm simplifying a complicated science here, but when this opens your eyes, you're going to be motivated all the time, and you can motivate anybody at any time. And remember, it's the first element of change. So, here we go. If you look at the lower left-hand quadrant, that is external desperation. We have heard before that most heart attacks happen Monday morning because people don't want to go to work, but they go to work out of fear. So external desperation is fear. So external things, outside forces, give you fear, give you desperation, short term, very temporary. But again, this is better than inactivity. Desperation is better than inactivity. Going to the dentist out of desperation is better than not going at all. You need to understand that as I map this out for you. So you wrote in fear. So let's take your present job, for example. If you go to work out of external desperations or fear, what's driving you is that if you don't go to work, what's going to happen? You'll probably lose your job and then probably lose your house and lose a spouse and get more, can't pay your bills, and then you have to find another job, and what if you don't find one? All those external things give you fear, you panic, it's desperation. You don't want to go to work, but you go to work out of that external desperation, that fear. So that's the first quadrant of motivation. If you look in the upper left-hand quadrant, as you wrote in internal, that's internal desperation, what you want to write in there is obligation. It could be duty or obligation. So you don't want to go to work, but something internal, that obligation, gets you to go to work. So internally, there's something inside that's giving you that desperation that's getting you to go to work. It might be something like, well, you know, they have been paying me for 10 years. There's a project I said I'd finish today. There's employees I'm supposed to manage. So-and-so is expecting me to do this and this for the day. So out of that obligation, that internal desperation, you go to work. Remember, desperation's better than inactivity, but to be truly successful in your own life or to motivate other people for the long term, you need to spend more time on the opposite side of this quadrant, the inspiration. So remember, we drew a line. Desperation's on the left, inspiration's on the right, and then a vertical line, internal, and then external's at the bottom. So as we move over to inspiration, and follow me here, this is going to make perfect sense in a second. You go to work out of external inspiration right in the word love or respect. So external things inspire you through love or respect of other people to go to work. So external things could be your family. It could be society. It could be your neighbors. It could be your parents. So let's say external things inspire you to go to work. You're going to work to provide the best for your family. You're going to work to send your children to the best schools. You're going to work to get in a bigger home for your family, to take your spouse on a world cruise. Those external things inspire you to go to work out of love of another person, out of respect of another. The next one is internal inspiration. That's the upper right-hand quadrant, which is passion. You go to work because you love what you're doing. You're changing the world. You're making the world a better place. You don't need an alarm clock to wake yourself up in the morning. That's a whole other series of training we do as far as tapping into your passion. But when you've tapped into that passion, that inside you're inspired to go to work and to do different things and to help other people, whatever it is that really inspires you, makes a huge difference what you're able to do.
Oh.
So those are the four areas of motivation. Now, let me simplify it real quick, and I'll take you through another example. In the motivation process, if you remember, one tool today is this. When somebody is in a desperation mindset, if you just logged in, we're getting some feedback from you. Noise. Just hit mute if you want. So if someone's in a desperation mindset, and the first question is, well, how do we know? Well, it's pretty simple. When someone's in a desperation mindset, they're moving away from something. They can't wait until something passes. They can't wait until they cross that list. They can't wait to get away from something. That's desperation. Versus someone who's in inspiration, they're moving towards something. They're excited about where they're going. They want to get there. They're energized by it. So when someone's in desperation, like a foreclosure, is that inspiration or desperation? Well, I'm pretty sure that's desperation. They're moving away from something. So if we take real estate, for example, if someone's in foreclosure, you're probably going to use desperation or fear to motivate that person, but you need to buffer that inspiration or that desperation with a little inspiration. Here's the example.
Yeah.
And who's ever talking, we can hear you. Please mute yourself out. Yeah, if you're is there noise in the background, just mute yourself out. That's star 6, we'll do that. Thank you. Okay. I don't think it worked. Getting background noise, star 6. So here's the example. So if someone's home's going into foreclosure, you crank up the desperation. Okay, what's going to happen in 2 weeks? Okay, you're going to get kicked out. You're going to lose your house. It's going to happen. You build the pain. You talk about the consequences. Then you buffer that with a little inspiration by saying, you know what, in a couple of years, there'll be a bump in the road. We can help you restore your credit. We're going to do this and this. You're going to be in a home again, and it's going to be and all be better. That's the desperation versus the inspiration. The other one, and we're still getting a background noise, star six, if you're getting a lot of background noise, you're going to hear voices. Anybody? No? Hold on. I muted everyone out because of the background noise. Sorry about that, but someone wasn't paying attention. All right. So we talked about a foreclosure. You crank up the desperation, but you buffer that with the inspiration, the hope of the future. Now, here's where people backfire. When someone's an inspiration, let's say they're buying, let's use a real estate example. If they're buying real estate to fund their grandchildren's college education, they're inspired. And you try to go into fear or desperation, they will not do business with you. I hope that makes sense to you. They will not do business with you. So if they're in inspiration, you stay in inspiration. If they're in desperation, you use a little desperation, but you buffer that with inspiration. Now, here's the most important part about this. When you are doing, say, sales copy on the internet, if you're doing a live presentation, if you're doing a teleconference, you're going to have different people on your call or on reading your internet site. You need to include each one of these in your presentation, in your sales copy, because you don't know where they are at that time. Because if you can take your number one goal and put one reason in each one of these categories, what's going to happen is you will always be motivated. When you have a moment when you don't feel like doing the things you know you need to do, you look at this and something's going to motivate you. Some days it's going to be desperation, okay? Some days it's going to be desperation, and that's better than inactivity. And hopefully as you grow in the process, you'll spend more time in inspiration. That is the critical key in your life and other people's life, is that it's different every day. It might be two or three days. Some days it might be desperation that gets you to work. It might be inspiration that keeps you there. That's okay, as long as you know there's different levels of motivation at different times. So the big message is today, we're opening up for question, is when someone's in desperation mode, they're moving away from something, what you want to do is crank up the desperation and buffer it with hope through inspiration. If they're already in inspiration, you stay there and never use desperation. My advice to you, again, if you do presentations, if you talk to people on the phone or do teleconferences or do copy on the internet or write, send out emails to people, is that if you have a product or service that you're trying to promote, or even if you're knocking on a door to do real estate, you identify one or two things in each one of these areas, and then all of a sudden you'll be able to persuade them, especially in sales copy, because some people might be buying your product out of inspiration, some out of desperation. Real estate that way is that way, network marketing is that way, and that's fundamental. So that's number one for change. So over the next 3 weeks, we'll be talking about all four areas that you need to have to change yourself or to change somebody else. Before I unmute, I'll take the questions that I've already received, and then I'll open it up for the rest of the group. It says, Kurt, can you use this motivational quadrant with a network marketing example? Well, okay, I'll do it. So we have inspiration and desperation. It can be either internal or external. If you haven't written this out, it'll make more sense if you've written it out, especially those on the replay line. So let's say I'm doing a network marketing presentation and there's 50 people in the room. My goal is to hit all four types of motivation. So if I was giving a presentation, external desperation, I would crank up the fear. I would say, well, is there been any downsizing lately? Is the economy doing okay? Have you ever thought about losing your job? Have you ever thought about how to take care of your family? Have you ever wanted to spend more time with your family. That's all external desperation in that sphere. That would be my presentation. Then internal desperation, that obligation is, have you ever wanted to provide better for your family? Have you ever wanted to, ever thought to yourself that you could do more with your life? That's internal desperation. Then I'd add external inspiration, which would be, you know, sending your children to the best schools, more time with your children, things that excite them. And then the internal inspiration or passion would be given to charities, more time, could be maybe something with the community or giving back to their church or whatever. Those different things would do that. So they're doing all four. That would be the network marketing example. All right, next question I received is about weight loss. I did talk about weight loss. And he says, if I'm using this motivation information for weight loss, how would I do it? Okay, again, this works for you or for other people. Is this, so you map out your quadrants. You write through the horizontal line, desperation on the left, inspiration on the right. Vertical, internal on top, external at the bottom. We know that. So fear. So let's say you have a challenge, eating too much late at night or whatever it is, staying motivated. So you'd map this out, maybe on a full piece of paper, and keep it on your person. And you would look at it when you're feeling like you're not going to be able to hold on. That ice cream is just looking, or French fries is looking too enticing. The fear would be, external desperation is, if you don't lose weight, you're going to die. You're going to have a heart attack. You're going to have a stroke. That's pure fear. And some days that it might be what motivates you to not eat what you're not supposed to be eating. Internal desperation or the obligation would be being around for your, to help raise your kids, to be around for your spouse, to be around to provide for your family. Then we go to the other side, external inspiration. Remember that love or respect. That would be, maybe inspires you to be a great grandpa or an incredible grandfather or grandmother to your grandchildren. It might be to be around to fund their college education. It might be to any of those external things that would inspire you. And then the internal inspiration, you're doing it out of passion. You love to be healthy. You love to have the energy, and you need to have that energy to do, you know, fill in the blank, whatever that you want to do, they give you that passion. That's how you'd use it for weight loss. So again, this works in your personal life, and this works in changing other people's minds. So this is number one of four, the four things you need to have to change. We'll go over the next consecutive weeks. Let's see if I can bring it live and the bad sound's not there anymore. All right. Now, before I go to answer any more questions, are there any questions on the live call about anything we've talked about today or in persuasion in general? Speak now.
Kurt, I would like to have the address or telephone number again so I can hear the replay.
You bet. It's PersuasionIQ, PersuasionIQ.com. And then you go to Kurt, K-U-R-T, call, C-A-L-L. So it's just slash Kurt call altogether, and it'll pull up to last couple of weeks. It takes them probably 48 hours to post one from today, but you can get some of the older ones if you want.
Okay, terrific. Appreciate it.
You bet. Any other questions out there? Okay, I've got one more coming in that we'll take, and then if we can do four more live, if not, we'll let you go. It's about the application this week, and let me just kind of talk about the tool that you've learned and how to apply that this week. What I want you to do this week, and the question's about noticing the difference between inspiration and desperation, I want to touch on that and give you the tool to practice this week, is that you're talking to people, whether it be on the phone or face-to-face, I want you to sense, when you're talking about your product, your service, or whatever it is that you do, sense if they're in inspiration or sense if they're in desperation. Remember, desperation, they're moving away from something. They're feeling pain. They're running. They can't stand where they're at or what's coming after them. Inspiration, they're excited about where they're going. They want to get there, and this excites them. So the question here is about a network marketing example. Now, people in desperation, those are the people that they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. They hate their job. They hate being in debt. They hate that they don't vacation enough, and they just want to get away from it. Makes them sick to go to work in the morning. That's desperation. If you had a nutritional-type product, maybe they're sick of having to sleep so much or not having any energy. That's all desperation. Now, on the flip side, if they were always wanting to work at home, be a stay-at-home mom, and have a little extra income and provide a service that helps other people become healthier, they are excited to fund their grandchildren's college education, they're excited to see the world and to go on more cruises, that's inspiration. And that's how you know. So this week, just practice that. Just practice identifying it. And then remember, once you identify it, the two rules that if they're in desperation, crank the pain up a little bit and then buffer it with inspiration. That's your hope. And if they're an inspiration, you just stay there. Because if they're an inspiration to join, if you go back to network marketing, since that's the question, the network, if they're inspired to be better and work at home and to make more money, you don't want to talk about losing their jobs or losing their house. It just doesn't sit well with them. It gives them a funny feeling inside. And as we know, most persuasion involves a subconscious trigger. All right, great questions. Great questions today. We're getting to the time, but I'll say, is there any more questions live that I can take out? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, on change, you mentioned there's four critical keys. Is that what it was? Four critical keys of something?
Exactly.
Four critical keys of change or something?
To get yourself or someone else to change, there's four critical things that you need to have or elements that need to be in place for that change to happen. And the first one we talked about today is motivation.
Okay.
Because a lot of people would love to change, but they're just not motivated to do it. So now you know the big thing here is to understand the difference between inspiration and desperation. And the mistake most people make is they always use the same type of motivation because it works some of the time. But with persuasion, we want it to work most of the time, not just some of the time.
Okay. I just have to make both of these apply to me.
Well, that's the great thing about it. It applies to you. It applies to your family. It applies to the people you talk to. It's universal. And so the more you can understand it for you, if you can take your primary goal of income or your business or your health and put something in each one of four of those areas, you'll understand it better, but then you'll understand how it works with other people too.
Right, but I find myself in the perfect comfort zone. I'm not inspired or I'm not in desperation either, so I need to find something to actually motivate me.
Okay, and that's a challenge sometimes too. We get stuck in there. We're just going through the motions, and not having an inspiring goal is something that too. And that's something we'll address a little bit next week is how do you find your purpose and passion in life?
Oh, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, and that's helpful too, because sometimes we're like, you know, I'm doing this, I'm making money, and what about this? And it's just not there. And I believe we all have a purpose or a passion in life that we're DNA coded for greatness, as Mark Victor Hansen says. But sometimes we don't know the right questions to ask ourselves, and we'll touch on that next week. Because sometimes we're like, yeah, well, I don't care. We know deep down we should care. We know deep down we should. There's something there for us, but we're just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's it exactly.
And that can suck the life out of you. It really can.
It does.
So.
But we'll hit that next week, right?
We'll get that next week, you bet.
Sounds good.
Good. All right. So I'll make sure you're here next week.
Absolutely.
All right. Any other questions out there? All right, you too. Any other questions out there before we sign off? All right. Well, everyone have a great week. Persuade with power. Remember, everything you want in life is on the other side of persuasion. With that, we'll talk to you next week. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Kurt.
Right,
thank you.
Bye.